my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde.
Now you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
Yes, now there you go.
FarmersOnly.com. You don't have to be lonely. Get away from that mule. Now you can actually find a girl.
Yeah. That's for real. Those are real commercials, and they have several.
On TV.
And there's one that we put on. It's on my Facebook on our question because of our question of the day. And she's literally hanging off the horse, riding off. Upside down.
He's trying to help her on the horse, and she's like going, "Don't touch me. I know how to ride a horse." And then he's just sitting over there, and the dog's talking to him, going, "Can't you find a country girl or something like that?" And then she goes running by, and she's falling off the horse.
That's awesome. Well, good morning. It's Saturday. It's April 7th. It's Talk American Style right here on She Said, He Said. And we hope that you'll go to our Facebook page, She Said, He Said on Facebook, and like it. We're going to be giving out a prize today on our page. We're going to be picking someone that likes it today. Or if you write us a message, maybe it's something from the show, whatever, contact us somehow on our She Said, He Said. We've got tickets to an event that's coming up that you're going to find out about today when you meet the gentleman from Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, a show that's in town. We'll be talking about that. And then also, my gosh, we went to a great place for breakfast last week.
Yes, we did.
The Shack.
The Shack.
It's incredible. Same name as the movies.
Yes.
So when you pull it up, you sometimes get the movie, sometimes you get the restaurant.
It's a great place. The atmosphere is awesome. What did I get? I got like the Cocoa Puff milkshake with Cocoa Puffs in it. It actually had Cocoa Puffs in the milkshake.
And all on the top of it. And then you had an egg sandwich, but it was like in Texas French toast, the size of your head.
Eggs, sausage, bacon, all inside this French toast. Then you pour syrup over it, and needless to say, it's pretty sloppy, but it's awesome. Why is all the best sloppy food really good?
I don't know, but it was delicious. Everything was so good, and there are menus, and it's different. It's a little bit different, which is fun. It's not, when I say it's different, kind of like your sandwich. Instead of a normal egg sandwich, it was like a French toast mega egg sandwich.
You had a Bloody Mary, and it had like crusted, ground up bacon.
That sounded gross, crusted.
No, like it had like little... The rim was like, you know how they put a little rim,
it was bacon,
like sugar or whatever,
up.
Or salt? Well, it had like bacon, ground up bacon on the rim, which
really,
was really awesome.
Really, really good. There was asparagus in it. It was like a salad in my drink. But it was delicious. So we have a gift certificate for the shack today that we'll be giving away. So on the show today, you're going to meet Catherine Shipley. She is a music sensation. It's never too late to begin. Never give up. That's the beauty about it. And Tasha Dove, hopefully she's going to be joining us soon. She's going to be on the show today, bringing a little bit of beauty to it. Or may I should say a lot of beauty to it, right?
Hopefully some beauty to all of us.
Yeah, not just a little bit of beauty. And then you're going to meet the man who is here in town for a minute. Are from Mars and women are from Venus. Do you think that?
I know we're definitely on different planets.
We're not on the same
We're not on the same planet. That's for sure.
We ever gonna, you think we have it figured out after this many years, we kind of know what's going on.
No, I don't think we're ever going to be able to get that you know, it's going to have to be a magic pill for that to happen.
I think so. Yeah. And then, of course, our question of the day and why we brought it in with that great commercial is because the question of the day is...
Online dating.
Yeah. So I have that question. So, well, welcome. Catherine's here with us. So how are you, Catherine?
Good morning. How are you guys doing? I'm hungry now. I only had a cup of coffee, so that talking about the shack made me hungry.
Me
too. But you were very kind.
I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Yeah, so. You guys were very kind when you said sensation, but I do like what you said, that you're never too old to do, you know, follow your dreams and stuff. So at 51, I'm still going. So I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
You are not 51.
I am 51.
She throws that out there.
I almost want to say lie face, but lie.
lie face.
Kelly's right, got me saying that because she always says that to me when she knows I'm lying.
He's got a lie face. You can't hide it. He's just guilty the minute he starts
talking a lie. And you know, I'm 56 and I just started real estate. So
you're not 56. You don't look 56. Ago.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great story that book that I'm reading, and that guy that was just... he passed away recently at like 91, 92, but he didn't start real estate till he was 61 years old.
Wow.
And he was like the biggest around and just made millions of dollars. He had just kind of a good career, you know, growing up. When he retired, he said, you know, I think I'm going to sell real estate. And one thing he did was he never gave up, you know, certain things that were important to him, because real estate can run you
ragged.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're at the beck and call of when people need to get out there and go look at a house, and especially in this market, you don't want to mess around. If someone wants to see it, you want to go in a rocket ship, because you don't know if it's going to be there still available by the time you get there to show them. So,
right. And how ironic that I messaged you and said, hey, I've been thinking about this too, because now you're getting into it and crushing the field. So, you know, I was like, hey, and you were like, you know what, you know, you should do it. You should try it. So I've been, you know, thinking about it. I mean, I had so many people tell me, do you do real estate? And I'm like, no. They're like, you should do it, because I've been in sales like most of my life. So it's just kind of,
it's never too late. It's really fun, because real estate is so I mean, it's a person's castle. It's what they go home to every single day. It's such an important role to find that person their perfect home, or when they're ready to sell, you know, to help them, because there is a certain importance to having a realtor. You know, a lot of times people think, well, we can sell it on our own in this market, but there is so much to know about selling your home and to get it done right and to getting it at top, you know, dollar for that person. And just, I mean, even the people that, you know, we're working with right now, they're getting ready to list. There's sometimes some people have never even sold a home before. They don't even know what goes into it, the inspections and everything that goes on. It's really important to have someone that's knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can go to homesforsalebymontgomery.com. That's the number 4.
Or
Kelly Lamb Homes. And I'm with an EY, KELLEYLAMM, Kelly Lamb Homes. So you can go there, take a look, and all night long, 24 hours a day, homes are available for you to be able to view. So we're here to help you and hold your hand. And if we have to, we'll actually hook a light fixture up. You never know what we might do. It's a good thing Gordon's handy.
You got to figure out what separates you from the other real estate agents. You know? Right. So you got to do everything. Fix some drinks. No, breakfast.
Make dinner. So anyway, this first segment is brought to you by Walter's Jewelry. If you haven't been, they're located down on historical Main Street, which is an awesome place to go down and visit. Take a little stroll, a walk, or just go directly into Walter's Jewelry. They are a 4-generation family business, which is incredible.
100 years.
Yeah, that's incredible to be celebrating 100 years in business. That says not 100%, but 200% you are doing something right when you've stayed in business that long. And they're known for their, you know, their beautiful, compelling jewelry. They specialize in superior diamonds. You know you're going to get the best when you're there. Fine jewelry, custom jewelry designs, which is awesome if you want something unique and different of your own style. And they have great repair. So if something's wrong with their jewelry, you know that you can trust them and take it to them.
And get it back quickly, because I've taken like 3 or 4. I'm a watch destroyer. I destroy my watches all the time. And Chris is taking care of me all the time when I walk in there. But it's like, get it back the next day. You're ready to go.
Yeah. So go to Walter's Jewelry, Inc., waltersjewelryinc.com, and take a look at them. And just stop in. Go ahead and say hi to Chris. Chris and his dad are there all the time, and they will be glad, you know, to help you. So welcome to the show, Tasha Dove. The beauty has just walked in. We've got the beauty and the beast over here this morning. I would be the beast. So welcome. And we're getting her mic and that. We're going to talk to her, find out what's going on at a step. Aesthetica Med Spa, things to know for the summer. I don't know what educational tips she's going to bring in for us today, but I'm sure that she has them. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, our question of the day, of course,
is
which is brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Gosh, you know, they have a, which is going on, and I saved it. Let me see if I can pull it up really quickly. It's such a cool thing, and they're doing it to raise money. Complete Auto Body is like the complete experience right now. They have Complete Auto Body and Repair, so you can go there. They'll pick up your car. The customer service is incredible. They do anything and everything when it comes to your auto, roofing and exterior.
Yes.
So now if you get a hole in your roof, you can call them to be able to do that as well. So, I mean, it's credible, everything they're doing. They feel that their customers have to have, you know, they're finding out that they're growing to all of their needs. So CompleteAB.com. But the cool thing that they have, they're always raising money for Responder Rescue. So you have a chance to win. To throw out the first pitch at the Cardinals game.
How cool
game
is that? That would be cool.
For only a $10 raffle ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool. Wouldn't you love to be out there in the middle of a stadium and throw out a pitch?
I know. Isn't it great to watch people throw first pitches like presidents and all that kind of
mine
stuff?
Mine would end up kerplunking in the middle. You wouldn't even make
goes
it to
5 feet.
I mean, that would be kind of the embarrassing part.
Mine would
of
be
it.
Like the cartoon pitch. You'd go about halfway and just stop in midair and then fall to the ground.
Kylan would love to do that.
Yeah, he'd probably be
awesome. He'd probably
get
it right into the home plate at 4 years old. So for $10, so go to Complete AB. There is an actual flyer on their page where you can find out how you can, you know, sign up for this raffle ticket. So that's a great idea. What a great way to give back. So my question of the day, of course, is, you know, do you think that online dating
is.
What do you think? When I say online dating, what comes to your head?
What comes to my head when you say online dating?
Yeah.
Well, I've done online dating before.
Yes, you have. You sure have. And
I didn't meet Kelly there.
You
but
were
I,
quite
I
the,
was the online
the
dating
entrepreneur
whore, kind of, yeah.
On there, weren't you? You were swiping right and left and hitting buttons. And actually, what was so cute about Gordon is we had met while, you know, he was, you know, trying to figure out what he wanted in life. And, you know, when we met our first date, of course, there were pictures taken and he liked them. So what he did was just cut me out and use them as profile pictures on all his dating sites. And let me tell you, Gordon had a part-time job to pay for all the sites that he was on because he was on them all. You were like a kid in a candy store. I like
you know
her,
what?
I it, like her.
Yeah, I heard a comedian talk about her. That. You know, yeah, it's like going, it's there's just so much out there. You're just like, well, you know what? Maybe I'll date you right now, but. I just kind of want to be on hold for a while. I want to see there's probably something better. Let's see if there's something better. You know?
Let me swipe.
You know, like shopping for clothes, you know? I know there's a better deal on this. Let's see what we can find.
Yeah, so you had a good time. I went on, I'm like, are you kidding me? He's on this one too? I got to take myself off that one. Okay, he's on. Are you kidding? They just picked him as my match for me. Oh my gosh, I've got to get out of here.
What's great about online dating sites though are those regulars. I call them the regulars. Because they're always
come
on.
Back 5 years later and they're still there.
It's like a soap opera. You just go back and you go start watching again or you watch
catch
the,
right
get
up.
On the online dating and they're there. There they are. Dude, you're on here five same girls were on there 5 years ago.
But you, I mean, seriously, there are a lot of people that have met on online dating service and they've gotten married. But there's a lot of creepy stuff. It seems like most people that responded to the question on Facebook, which my computer just went dead, so I can't see a thing, but I've got a few here. They feel that, you know, they have scary comebacks. One person wrote that she actually married, and I think they've been married for a long time now, actually. That's too much stuff in front of me now. I don't think I can handle
Kelly,
that.
Kelly gets overwhelmed with technical stuff.
That many. But 70% of adults use dating sites right now. Do you think that we've just become lazy and we need an instantaneous girlfriend and boyfriend? So
I think it saves you money because think about it. You'd date somebody, you'd have to go on that date if you didn't have online dating.
You'd, do a guy
you'd have to go on
money.
A date and then spend money just to figure out, no. Where it does save
one?
You money, you get online, you just go, nope. Okay, that one.
We are so glad that you found her.
Oh, I am.
Yes. To take you out of the game. You're out of the game.
Agreed.
Now.
That's one game you want to be taken out of. Finally, it's like, man.
It's a tough one, isn't it? So have any of you ever been on an online dating site?
No.
Matt, have you? No?
There's a big smile at the end of the...
No, they said it so largely and widely there. I mean, it is a really... I remember the first time I went on, and it terrified me. And first, I think a guy had a snake wrapped around his shoulders or something like that. I mean, that's going to do it for me. And I love when they're without shirts on. I mean, standing in the bathroom that's usually dirty because they haven't even cleaned it up before they did the selfie, before cameras could turn around the other way, and they have no shirt on. I don't understand that. Does that make you just, you want them then without the shirt?
I like the ones that take, you're taking the selfies. Don't you have a friend? Can't somebody take a picture for it? Can't somebody take a picture for you?
I helped you out there.
Yeah.
You even magic markered or something to make sure the blonde hair, because a couple
of the
blonde hair
was
on
site
there. No, she cut me off.
The lady put her family picture up there with her husband and everything. Oh, it was online dating.
Well, you know, I think when Tinder first came out, there was Tinder, and I think that people didn't realize that it pulled up your profile pic. You know, Tinder comes off your Facebook. And there'd be guys on there in their family pic, you know, on there. And I don't think they realized or knew how to change it, because there was kind of a knack to figure out how to work those sites. And so you might want to take your wife out of the picture when you do on Tinder.
Tinder was great because you'd be swiping and you'd get into it so much. You just keep swiping left, 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 left. And then you hit left on someone you liked and you went, oh, crap, I can't get it back. It's gone. I can't get it back. Where'd it go?
See how technically savvy he is with Tinder? He even knows. You still have the pain of passing up the girl, the cute one.
There should be an undo button so you can get that last one back that you went swipe too
quickly. Well, we can put you back on and see if she's still there.
Wow.
See,
we should have done that. We should have both got on Tinder and seen how many people would have just seen
how many us to say we're on there.
Did you know Gordon's on Tinder? Because that actually happened to me.
Yes, it did.
It did. I had Zoosk is out there, which is a horrible site. And it was years ago. I was on Zoosk. And apparently, years if you ago. Don't send them an email, even though you like say you're done, if you don't send them something saying, take me off this site, it continues to put it on there. Well, what happens is Zeus, when some girl will hit your thing saying they like you, then it'll send an automatic generated message back to them going, hey, how you doing? Can't wait to meet you. I was and I didn't know it, honestly. And it sent a generated message back to this person who knew Kelly. And Kelly's on the phone with me in freaking 5 seconds. You don't even want to know what was said on that conversation. But I had to call. I actually, which
actually,
I
said, why are you still on a dating site?
Not that nice. You didn't. And so I had to call the company and I said, why am I still on his on Zeusk? And he goes, well, you have to do this and this and this. And I'm so, but they were nice. They actually sent an email back and stating and showing that I had not had any activity on there for so long, so she could see it.
True.
But she still wasn't buying it.
Yeah, it took a little bit to come down off that mountain. That I pushed him off. But
that's why women should be referees, because they're just throwing flags for stuff that happened 20 years ago.
Come on, you pulled that up.
I know.
Use that one a lot.
I do. It's true.
So there are a lot of sites out there. So our time, that's for the our generation.
Our time. That means our kids are gone. We have no jobs. Yeah, it's just our time.
We're ready to do stuff. And Zeusk and Match and let's see, what do we have? Elite. I never heard of that one. And then Singles Meet Here. There's, what's the one? Oh, gosh.
I can't read your paper.
Read it. It's so...
There's chemistry.com that's out there.
Chemistry.com.
There's Bagel. This one I don't get. Coffee Meets Bagel. It's Facebook picture-based, and you can quickly dismiss or accept your matches, but you only get one match every day at noon. In other words...
Every day at noon. So everybody's waiting until lunchtime.
You can't
spend
several hours swiping through thousands of people. That's kind of weird.
What about Bumble? I just heard about that one. I'm really out of the loop. Bumble, the girl can only contact, so you don't have creepy guys contacting you. You have to pick them. So guys have creepy girls, maybe. I don't know.
This one doesn't sound bad. Hinge. Hinge is a site that only allows you to date people that are in your friend network so that they could be friends with, you know, it could be
someone
you don't know,
someone.
But it's a friend of your
Does that mean
friend.
Friends off your Facebook? Because there's a lot of people you may not know on that.
I don't know.
Well, there's some that are really scary that are out there that I can't even say.
Oh, no, you're not going there, are you?
Yeah, where'd they go, actually? I've got way too many notes. He said, you can't say that. And I go, well, I know that, but I can kind of give him an idea. of what it is. But you know the you really bad word?
What? Go ahead.
So instead of Facebook, it's uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, naughty date.
Get it on.
That pretty well says it there, doesn't it?
Fling.com.
Fling.com.
I like this one, Instabang.
Oh, no.
Gosh. Oh my
wow. What are they saying there?
I don't know. Free hookups. So it's just free. It's free to hook up on this one. But yeah, so you, I mean, they've got a little bit of everything. I think the funniest one though for me, wait a minute. This one's the best. Rentafakefriend.com. Have you heard of this?
No.
You can actually rent a friend. So I guess if you have to go to a party or go somewhere, you can rent a friend. .com.
Well, that gets awkward. Somebody goes, so how long have you known Kelly?
I just rented her. So farmers only, that's probably my all-time favorite right there. I mean,
I thought it was a joke. The first time I saw the commercial, too. I thought, okay, this is some kind of comedy thing.
Right.
These sites need Jesus. So ChristianMingle.com.
Oh, yeah, that's Christian another Mingle. One.
That should be the number one.
Heck, yeah.
That should be number one.
All right, well, we are past a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Catherine Shipley. We're going to hear her music. We're going to talk to Tasha Dove. We're going to find out about beauty. And we've got some prizes to give away. If you want to win that gift certificate to the Shack, keep our number 855-282-8522. That is
good job.
Worst number ever. 855-282-8522. Crap. We'll be right back.